KJ's Country 104.7 FM. Kevin Allen with you. And joining us once again is 36th District State Senator Jim Stamas. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, Kevin. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you back on with us. Get us up to date on what's happening in Lansing in the 36th District. Let's start off. The big news always is the budget.
How are all of the budgets and sent them to the full Senate. To hopefully be taken up next week and to continue to stay online with having it done by early June. I was pleased to see, again, $230 per pupil for base foundation for our schools on top of the additional dollars getting them out to our roads. And so a lot of moving parts at the moment, but still moving on very well. We did see a $1 million increase also in the Pure Michigan Fund. So things are going well there. And then just had the opportunity last Friday to speak at the Knowlton Club. So appreciate everybody that joined for dinner and had a great opportunity to speak to that group, along with I had gotten to Tawas a little early, so I stopped in at the Moose Club.
Oh, yeah.
And the folks there were just so warm-hearted. I just appreciate that very much. And so had a nice conversation with them for a little bit, and then went off to the dinner at Newton, then up to Alpena and off to Roger City the next day. So.
Man, oh man, you have been around, that's for sure, as you always do, to try and meet as many folks as you can. But one other issue you wanted to talk about was a Medicaid issue. Tell us a little bit about that.
You're right. And last week in the Senate, we took up a Medicaid workforce engagement. So with unemployment being at a low for over 20 years now, one of the challenges that we're facing in the state is actually the workforce. And so those receiving Medicaid that are able-bodied workers we've voted to ask them to put in 29 hours worth of work in order to stay qualified for the Medicaid health care benefit. And so it's certainly one of those discussions that we've sent to the House. And I know that there'll probably be some changes. Likely it'll be 20 hours instead of 29. But I think that we have approximately 300,000 able-bodied workers, and the federal government sets the standard for able-bodied workers. And so asking them to get out and either take up a job within the community and or attend school, get their GED or some type of skill trade, continuing to do personal development is, I think, a positive thing.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Jim, a lot of things to talk about, but if they want to catch up with you and talk to you one-on-one or at least shoot you some information, how do they go about doing that?
So the two best ways to do that is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036, or go to my website, www.senatorjimstamas.com.
All right. Well, Jim, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks, and enjoy the nicer weather, my friend.
Thank you. Yeah, I think last time we were both snowed in, so I appreciate the warmer weather as well.